It is championship time in Division I college basketball. Tonight in New Orleans, Kansas and Kentucky play for the men's title, and we'll hear more about that in just a few minutes. First, the women's championship game is now also set. It will be Baylor against Notre Dame. Baylor is trying to complete an historic undefeated season. Last night, the two teams played their semifinal games and advanced, in Notre Dame's case, barely. NPR's Tom Goldman reports from the women's Final Four in Denver.
Familiarity may breed contempt between Big East rivals Notre Dame and Connecticut, but last night it also bred edge-of-your-seat basketball. The team's fourth meeting this season was close throughout. In the second half, the Irish tried to pull away several times, but UConn kept finding ways to close the gap. They did that and more at the end of regulation time. When UConn junior guard Kelly Ferris stepped to the line for two free throws and made them with 11.8 seconds left, it completed an 8-0 UConn run, gave the Huskies a 67-65 lead, and it sure seemed like they were headed to the championship game. But you never want to exhale when Notre Dame point guard Skylar Diggins grabs the ball.
Diggins at midcourt. 8 seconds. The leaner. It rolls away. Rebound. Novosel. She got it to go.
As heard on ESPN, Diggins' miss turned into Natalie Novosel's rebound and putback. Tie score as regulation time ended.
Hayes dumps it down low. No shot.
Despite that finish, UConn seemed to have the momentum going into overtime, although no one apparently told Fighting Irish guard Brittany Mallory.
Here's Mallory, a three. Yes!
Mallory's 2 3-point bombs in overtime were the daggers in Notre Dame's eventual 83-75 win. Mallory missed all four of her 3-point attempts in regulation time, but was the picture of calm as she launched in OT.
Took a deep breath and let it go and was thinking to myself, this one's going in. And finally, they both went in, and I was so happy. I couldn't believe it. I was so happy.
So happy she almost wept, she said later. UConn post player Stephanie Dolson did as the final seconds wound down, prompting her teammate Kalina Mosquita Lewis to shout, "Come on, Stephanie, don't cry." There were no tears in the nightcap. Baylor hammered out a rather methodical and anticlimactic win over Stanford, 59-47. The buzz was that Stanford had the best shot to derail the Lady Bears juggernaut, 38-0 going into the game, shooting for the first ever 40-win season in NCAA history. While the Cardinal post players, sisters Nneka and Shanae Ogwumike, hounded Baylor's super center Brittany Griner into a subpar statistical night, 13 points, 9 rebounds, only 2 blocks, Baylor showed the basketball world what head coach Kim Mulkey has been saying all along and repeated last night.
Brittany Griner is the face of women's basketball right now, and we embrace that. She deserves that, and it's great recognition for Baylor, but our team is not just Brittany Griner.
It's also point guard Odyssey Sims, 11 points last night, senior Taryn Condry, 13 points, forward Destiny Williams, 10 rebounds. So it seems Baylor is a team of destiny. In its way, Notre Dame, which hopes the luck of the Irish is more than a saying tomorrow night. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Denver.